Welcome back to the press box, and my great guest, my great friend, got a big horse in this Saturday up at Indiana Grand. Philip Bauer, trainer of Fireball Baby. Welcome back to the show, Philip.
Oh, great to be back, Gene. Thanks for having me.
Buddy, I thought you ran a tremendous race up at Indiana Grand last time out. You know, ran up against a good filly in her own right, but, you know, your filly really ran well, I thought.
Yeah, we were really pleased. You know, sometimes you're just second best as far as talent and everything. We had the trip we wanted. You know, we hooked up at the 3/8 pole and thought that maybe we could get it done, but just a little bit better horse beat us, and there's no shame in it. We're proud of our filly for the effort, and glad to see she's not allowed to run this weekend.
Well, I have to admit my bias going into this at the interview, Philip. I've got a feeling that you're against you, and I just want you to be easy on us on Saturday. We've got Diamond Solid feeling that I'm grand and still own part of, and but we're all looking at you as the one in front. So, but you know, it's fun to have a horse that's a program I know we've talked about before. It's
going to
turn out to be a nice program.
Yeah, it really is. And it seems like they kind of be curious to see how the day shakes out for them, you know, having Champions Day and stuff like that. It's exciting to certainly be a part of it. And to have one of the horses to beat is something that we're proud of.
You know, Philip, this is something we've talked about before. Your owners ran this horse, ran Sire, brought the Sire to Indiana. Fortunately, he's no longer with us, but the Sire being is no longer with us. But, you know, when you breed them and you own them, from the time they are hit the ground until they make the racetrack, they become a little special.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a hard game, and when things work out and you make the races, you consider it a victory. And then to have this filly, she was champion twice so far as being sired. So, it's extremely rewarding to kind of succeed in a venture that you sought out just to, you know, hopefully make the races. So,
yeah.
She's if she wins Saturday, it'll push her over $500,000 in earnings, and you know, it's just something that when we started, or at least when she was foaled, you had hopes, but certainly to say that day that she's going to make over $500,000, you just never dream it.
Yeah, I know how you feel. You know, if I don't know if you've handicapped the race yet or not, look at it. It looks like you and Hungarian Princess may be the speed of the race. Have you looked at it? Have you thought about strategy yet, or just looking to kind of find your own spot and run your best race?
Yeah, no, I was happy with our post. I think you know, it'll be interesting with a little bit of some horses we haven't faced before, but it does look like there will be some that haven't gone two turns that might show pace. And I think the key will be with her, you know, is the break, like it has been in the past. If we can get away clean, she'll run her race, and you know, it looks like there's going to be pace to track, and if not, hopefully she can break sharp, and she usually will lay close. So I hopefully see it unfolding very similar to her last two.
Yeah. You know, I was going to ask you, if you want to give up Marcelino, you will be happy to take him. But, you know, the Marcelino just seems to fit. And I know he's ridden this filly quite a number of times. He just seems to fit the filly very well at Indiana.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's obviously made his mark up there at Indiana Grand. And he was actually able to come down this last weekend to Worker. And he gave me two thumbs up after the work. It was a maintenance drill, but it's always nice to have the pilot sit on them going into it, just to know maybe if anything boosts their confidence in how the horse is training.
You know, it never hurts, you know, to have that positive reinforcement for what you're doing. And you do such a great job, and we're lucky to have you in our industry. And good luck, and look forward to seeing you up there on Saturday. And all the best to you, your team, and everybody else.
Well, same to you guys, and we'll certainly see you up there at the race.
Philip Bauer, our special guest as we go into Indiana Grand's championship game racing on Saturday. Thanks, Philip, as always, for your time. You're always very gracious. We appreciate it so much.
Always a pleasure being on. See you soon.
Thanks.